Welcome back once again. Thomas, we're sticking to it. We're still continuing the streak of posting once a week.
I'm proud of us.
You know, me too.
It feels like it's been at least a month for some reason to me, but I know it's only been a week. And, you know, actually sticking to the schedule of posting once a week, you know, it feels good that we're actually accomplishing it.
It always feels so long in between episodes. Like, I don't know. But episode 4, Knowing Ball Podcast. Myself, Tyler Castillo, Thomas Chavez on the other end. We got a little special pod. It's kind of dead in the NFL right now, per se. A couple small signings, smaller things going on, but nothing too newsworthy to have a conversation about, per se. So Thomas had a nice little idea of doing a journeyman draft. Thomas, give us a breakdown of what that kind of means for the people.
Yeah, so I mean, it's the classic, like, what is an NFL journeyman? It's a guy who has played for a bunch of teams, right? He never really found a home with any one team for a super extended period of time, or maybe he had a team early in his career that he was with for a while, but then, you know, late in his career, he's playing for, you know, three or four teams in three or four years. So our criteria for this that we came up with is we want the players that we're drafting to have at least played for four or more teams, and ideally that there was like a tight span of within a couple of years they were on like multiple teams within just a few years too. So there's that, and then we're drafting quarterback, running back, receivers, tight end. We're skipping offensive line because, frankly, if there was a good offensive lineman, they did not play for multiple teams, more than like two or three teams. They usually stuck around. And then we'll do a few defensive players. We're not going to stick as strictly to a depth chart for defense, but we're gonna highlight a couple guys. I think the real fun part is the offensive players. They're the guys that make the headlines. They're the guys that I also feel are more known for being journeymen anyways. So
right.
That part should probably be the most fun anyways. So
I mean, receivers make there's multiple opportunities for receivers to make plays on the field, whereas, you know, because there's like a three. It's usually teams are coming out in three wide receiver sets. So there's just more like more bodies, more names, more, you know, so like these guys end up flopping all around at the end of their career, or they're just decent enough to sign a 1 year contract for this team. And then the other team's like, oh, we'll take. So it's just a little bit easier.
Yeah. And it's not like running back where like running back, I think of the offensive positions was a little bit harder for me to come up with because they just fall off so quickly when they get to like 29. So
they have such a short lifespan. Yeah. It's like if you have a running back that's 28 or older, it's like, oh my God.
You're hoping
on the backfield.
Okay. Just be good enough until his contract's up. Hopefully.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, so do you want to flip to see who goes first? You want to flip a coin?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. I do not have a coin on me. So we're going to use
I can pull up a coin flip app.
Okay. Tyler, actually, I have a deck of cards here. I'm going to ask you to guess, am I going to pull a red or a black card?
Okay. I would say you're going to pull a red card.
All right. Scott, kind of come off the top of the deck. See? Top of the deck.
Wow.
It's a red card.
I'm bobbing everything, too.
You said red, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to go first or do you want to go second? You get to choose.
I want to go second.
Oh.
Wait. Is this a snake
draw?
Snake.
It's not snake. No, no.
Okay, so it'll just be like 1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can snake it if you want. I just think.
No.
For this, I think it just makes sense.
I want you to go first, Thomas. I want to hear a name from you.
Hear me go first? Do we want to go in order of position, or should we just throw guys out there at whatever position?
I think we should start on the offensive side and go QB, running back, wide receiver, and then
let's snake it. I'll give you first pick of running backs. I'll take first pick of quarterback. You can take first pick of running back. I'll take first pick of receiver. We'll snake it that way.
That works. Right.
So I'm going first. You know, there were quite a few guys on my list for this.
Can I pause for a second? Because I have a feeling I know who you picked.
Well, see, here's the thing. Yeah, I think you do.
He's your guy.
I think it's kind of hard not to say Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think
Right.
he has just grown to embody what a journeyman is, and late stage Ryan Fitzpatrick was legitimately kind of a good quarterback compared to early stage Ryan Fitzpatrick. So yeah, I think with my first pick 1-1, I'm taking Ryan Fitzpatrick. I have a pretty decent list of other guys that I want to talk about, but I do want you to get your pick in first. But just, talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's been everywhere. I have his Jets jersey, or probably his most success was that 1 year with the Jets, and then year two with the Jets was, oh boy, that was a year. But yeah, so Ryan Fitzpatrick, I don't think there's much more to say. People know who he is. People know
Yeah.
he has a tendency to either look like the greatest quarterback of all time or possibly the worst quarterback of all time.
It's so funny. And he always had like every place he ends up, like he always ends up with an opportunity to start, which
Like
is insane. And
everywhere he
he
went,
usually
he was
has
assigned
an
here to be the
impact.
backup, and then he ends up starting.
Right, exactly. And he usually has an impact. Sometimes that may be really good, or sometimes it can also be very bad. It's honestly a coin flip most of the time, I feel like, with Ryan Fitzpatrick. He'll have spurts where he's really bad, and he'll have spurts where he's like, you're like, this guy is insane. So yeah, good pick. I knew you were gonna go there. That's kind of why I wanted you to go first, just because I wanted you to give your little Ryan Fitzpatrick spiel, because I know that's your guy. But
He's my sweet baby boy. I love him so much.
obviously I had that name on there, but I was like, if Thomas ends up going first, that's off the board. So I really didn't even consider him up there. I got two names. I'm gonna take Nick Foles though. Nick Foles, journeyman quarterback. I mean, Super Bowl champion, started a Super Bowl, beat Tom Brady. I mean, bounced around a little bit after that too. So I think he's a good example of a journeyman. I think he played for like six different teams. But yeah, I mean, he took over for Carson Wentz and ended up winning a Super Bowl. So, and then kind of made a little bit of money off that just because, recency bias with him actually playing really well and then not playing really well ever again. But
I mean, for me, I think Foles was the other guy that I was like gonna hit on. He is the only one that I could really think of that started it and won a Super Bowl. Maybe Trent Dilfer is another guy, but I don't think
he is.
anyone, no one's really going, oh yeah, I want to start my team with Trent Dilfer. This might be a side note, but did you remember a few years ago, was it last year, Trent Dilfer was like shitting on Lamar Jackson about how he's not a good quarterback, and
Yes.
everyone on Twitter was just posting like Trent Dilfer lowlights where he's overthrowing receivers by 20 yards
Yeah.
and a bunch of other crap like that.
That was not a good day for Trent Dilfer on social
No,
media.
he should have just kept quiet on
I don't
that.
know why he wanted to even say anything about Lamar, but I mean, yeah, no.
That was fun. But side tangent aside, some other guys that I looked at, Jacoby Brissett, for a modern guy, like I feel like he's everywhere he's gone, he's been solid. He might not be the guy you want long term, obviously. That's why he's a
Right.
journeyman, but he's been solid. Vinny Testaverde, a
That's
little
I
bit
had
more
his
old
name
school.
as
I
well.
had him on my list. He's another guy that just wound up starting wherever he went.
Yeah.
Brian Hoyer, if you're looking for just a complete backup, Josh McCown, because I feel like he's pre-Ryan Fitz, like he's what we looked thought of as journeyman before Ryan Fitzpatrick. And then Doug Flutie. I think Doug Flutie was third on my tier list, because I feel like of all of them, he kind of deserved to be a starter full time more than he did. Like he led the Bills to the playoffs. He did all these really good things on the field. Because he was short, he never really got the long term chance to be a starter. So yeah. But those were the guys on my list that I had an eye on, at least.
Don't let anyone ever tell you size doesn't matter.
Pause. God damn it.
Another name that he technically applies to this would be like Sam Bradford as well, but he's,
He's
who wants
booty.
to have, yeah, who wants to have Sam Bradford as a
His
quarterback?
bones are made of glass.
Not I. All right.
Well, that
So
brings you to running back, I think,
moving
right?
on to running backs, I think the best pick, I was texting you about this earlier, is probably Adrian Peterson, man. I just think, like, yes, he had his long, I know we wanted to stay away from people who had long runs with one specific team, but it was the beginning of his career too. And then he did bounce around a lot, and I think he was actually impactful when he did bounce around a little bit, like, especially because, like, when he played for the Lions, I mean, the Lions hadn't had a good running back, and he wasn't a good running back by any means, but
Was
he was serviceable enough to.
he was 1,000 yard back with the I don't well the Washington Redacteds, the
Yeah.
Reskins, the I think they were the football team at the time.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Because I think he went from Washington to Detroit.
Yeah, he went Minnesota, New Orleans. Did he play for Arizona?
Dude, I don't know. He played for a
I
lot
don't
of
know. He
teams.
bounced around. I know that New Orleans was when everyone, when he went to New Orleans after Minnesota, everyone was like, oh, he's washed now.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he kind of had that resurgence where he was a 1,000 yard rusher again and was still an effective running back, even though he still wasn't
Definitely,
necessarily what he was before. But
definitely serviceable running back.
yeah. Well,
So.
I yeah, like you alluded to, we kind of had a very mini debate over whether we should count him or not before this started, just because he did have so much success in Minnesota to start his career. But I think he definitely by the end of it fit the criteria to be a journeyman running back. So
Yeah, I'm not drafting Minnesota AP. I'm drafting post Minnesota AP.
yeah, that makes sense. For me, gosh. Okay, I'm just gonna run through the list of remaining running backs I have, because I don't
Okay.
even know who I want at this point. I had Willis McGahee. I feel like he was just solid running back anywhere he went, but just never really found a home. Latavius Murray, another guy who I think after Oakland, he was just a complimentary back the rest of his career. But like when he was in Oakland with the Raiders, he was pretty solid. LeGarrette Blunt,
I
another
had Bill on my list.
just multiple stops with multiple teams. And then Chris Ivory is another guy, blast from the past. Haven't thought about him since 2015.
Chris Ivory, wow, what a name.
Yeah, I was thinking about all these old running backs and like the guys that were like middle overalls in Madden that I could just trade for like a seventh round pick or something. And I always ended up trading for Chris Ivory. But he was another name on my list. But I think for this, I'm going to go LeGarrette Blunt.
Yeah, I think I would say that's the best choice on the board.
I think it came down to him and Willis McGahee for me, and I feel like Blunt fits the journeyman mold better as well,
Right.
just
Yeah.
because he bounced around a lot when after Tampa Bay, just went all over the place, went to New England, went to Pittsburgh, then got cut mid-season in Pittsburgh, went back to New England, ended up in Philadelphia, ended up in Detroit. So I think he really kind of, to me, fits that mold really well throughout his entire career as being that kind of guy that just bounces around, can't find a home. So yeah, I'm gonna go Blunt on that one. Yeah.
Nice. I also had not like super journeyman, but I couldn't really find a ton of running backs. So I had Le'Veon Bell, which his career as a journeyman after Pittsburgh was atrocious, anyways.
Yeah, that's why
And
he wasn't on my board. He just
yeah.
wasn't any good after.
And then Frank Gore too.
Oh yeah. You know,
Yeah.
I Frank Gore was a guy that I thought about putting on the list. And by the time that you talked to me about Adrian Peterson, I already finished my list. So
Gotcha.
I was like, well, Frank Gore could kind of qualify for this, but then I kind of liked the list I had. I didn't really add him on, but Frank Gore, I think, would fit in here. Especially late stage Frank Gore, where you
Yes,
just
definitely late stage Frank Gore, and he was like decent too. I would say like not great, not good, but like good second option.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so that gives me first pick of receivers, I think.
Yeah.
Do you want to go three receivers deep on this draft?
I would say, yeah,
Do you have enough people on your list for three?
maybe.
All right, we'll start with two and see if we want to go for three.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think that this is the easiest pick I'm going to make all draft.
I already know who you're gonna take.
I'm going to take Terrell Owens.
Oh, T. Oh, I did not think. No, I didn't even think T.O.
You know, he to me, for just personality rubbing people the wrong way. He could never find a home.
I love Theo, man. I love
Bounced
Theo.
around everywhere, played, obviously I think people know him as the as a 49er, as a Eagle, as a Cowboy, but then he ended up in Buffalo, he ended up in Cincinnati too. So yeah, I think that for me it's just the easiest pick ever because I think Terrell Owens is honestly like a top five wide receiver of all time.
Oh, easily. I think he's definitely top five.
And I think for being a true to like Adrian Peterson, obviously, is a really great running back. So much of his career wasn't as a journeyman, and then it
Right.
became journeyman at the end. Terrell Owens, I feel like for any player that was ever a journeyman their entire career, which he pretty much was,
Yeah.
he's the best journeyman player ever,
Yeah.
probably.
I mean, it wasn't on a year-to-year basis, but like 2, 3 years, he was bouncing out of different places. Like you said, he could never really just find where he belonged. So
Yeah, I so that was the easiest pick for me that I'm ever gonna
dude,
make.
I didn't even I'm upset. I didn't even think of T.O.
I'll let you. Did you think I was gonna take Antonio Brown or something?
No.
Who'd you think I was gonna take?
I'll take him right now. I thought you were gonna take Brandon Marshall.
Oh, dang it. I was kind of hoping that you wouldn't
I
ever.
think, well, aside from T.O., obviously, I didn't even think or consider T.O., but aside from T.O., I think he might be the best receiver that also was a journeyman. Like, obviously, he doesn't compare to T.O. at on any standard, but really good receiver, really good career, and he did bounce around a lot. I mean, Chicago, where else? I'm trying to think of all the places to
The
see.
Dolphins, the
Miami,
Broncos,
right?
New
Broncos,
York,
yep.
Seattle. I think he was in Seattle at the end of his career.
Yeah. And especially at, like he was really good with those three teams we first listed, and then like even after he started to decline, he was just bouncing around to all different kinds of places. So yeah, that's gonna be my wide receiver one.
And I was really hoping that he'd fall to me as a wide receiver too. But I think we'll snake it so you can get two wide outs in a row if you want.
All right. Who do I want to take? I think this guy's another really good wide receiver. Hold on, let me double check something really fast. I want to make sure he fits the mold.
I'm going to fill the dead air by letting everyone know my glorious co-host Tyler Castillo is interviewing for a full-time job tomorrow. So everyone be sure to
Really?
like, comment, and subscribe so that Tyler doesn't have to take a full-time job so we can do this full-time. And then I can also quit my job and then we can just be two dudes that know ball.
I like that. I like that. Okay, he does fit the standard. I don't know if you would really consider him like super journeyman, but I'm gonna take Torrey Smith
Okay.
as
Yeah,
my wide receiver
I thought
two.
about Torrey Smith. Yeah. I don't hate
I
it.
mean, obviously his best years were in Baltimore, but after that he bounced around a little bit and was, so I would say he was a serviceable wide receiver for the latter end of his career, even bouncing around. So.
All right. I think I might have you kicking yourself with my pick.
Yeah, I dude, yeah, you probably will.
I'm gonna take Anquan Boldin.
You know what's funny is I get those two mixed up a lot for some reason.
Well, they were both in Baltimore,
Yeah,
so.
that's why, and that's why. So like that's why I was like, oh, Torrey Smith, that's a great pick. And then yeah, no. So continue.
Yes. But, I mean, Anquan Boldin, I think just his entire career has just been the solid wide receiver that he has been from rookie year to when he retired. I don't think, obviously, he wasn't as good when he was in the late stages of his career, but even like when he was on the Lions in that last year, he was a reliable receiver that they could go to. So
100%.
I think for me, very easy pick, very glad he fell to me. Gonna have you kicking yourself the rest of when our two imaginary teams play each other, you're gonna feel so bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna get smoked, man.
Gotta get some good corners.
I think there's a lot of good corner talent that's like journeyman wise, at least. All right, so I do have more names if we want to do three wide
All
receivers.
right, let's do three wide receivers. But I get two in a row this time since you
Yeah.
got. So I'm gonna go. Do we count DeSean Jackson? He was Philadelphia, reskins, Philadelphia again, bucks, pretty sure.
I mean, I'll consider. Yeah, that's fine.
All right, I'm going DeShaun Jackson. Get some speed on my lineup. I don't, Terrell Owens and Anquan Boldin aren't exactly speedsters out there, so let's get some blazing fast speed with DeShaun Jackson. He can also be my returner. So
Nice.
I think my wide receiver room rounded out pretty well there.
Rounded out pretty nicely, yeah. All right, I'm gonna take. Recent player, recent journeyman too. He goes all over the place. My wide receiver three will be Brandon Cooks.
That was another guy on my list. I was thinking about him. If DeShaun Jackson didn't count, I would have taken Brandon Cooks.
He won me a couple matches last year in fantasy too, fantasy champ. Just wanted to bring that up one more time. But yeah, no. I mean, he's been everywhere. Houston, New Orleans,
Orleans, New England, the
New England,
Rams,
yeah. Dallas.
Dallas. Yeah, I mean, when he was in New Orleans, he got traded for a first round pick to go to the Patriots. Because they were like, oh, we're a receiver away again from being a championship team. Then he gets traded to the Rams because the Rams think, oh, we're a receiver away from being a championship team. It's like he was that guy who teams were just like, this is the final piece we need to go compete for a Super Bowl. I don't think he won one with either of those teams.
No, I don't think so.
But it was just really interesting, especially early on, how highly valued he was to teams where they were willing to trade away first round picks for him. But then he just never stuck anywhere.
Yeah, no, he, I mean, he's been, I would say he's been really good when he
No,
goes from
just
team two.
he's been a
It's, he is, it's
legitimately
not
good
even,
wide receiver. Yeah.
the, I mean, like even last year, he's getting older, but he was decent last year too for the Cowboys. I mean, they have a ton of weapons and he was a main
He's
piece of their
still out
offense
there.
at the time too, so.
Yeah. The only other two guys on my list that we didn't name are Ted Ginn and Mike Wallace.
I had Mike Wallace as well.
You had Mike Wallace, yeah.
I also had Danny Amendola.
I looked at Danny Amendola. He didn't crack my big board. I pretty much just listed
Oh.
guys that at least I knew I would get at least one of the three, one of the
Yeah,
six or something
right.
like that for my list. So yeah.
I guess I shouldn't say I had them. I had a couple of my boys. So I was just like, hey, boys, send me a couple of journeymen NFL. So shout out Weston and Cole for a couple of those names too.
Nice.
But yes, so what, tight end now?
Yeah, we're at tight end.
Okay. Is it my pick or your pick?
You're up.
I'm up.
Yeah,
Okay.
you're up. Because I took two wide receivers in a row last, so.
Just thought of a tight end. Hold on, let me check if he fits the. Okay, yeah, I like this. I like this pick a lot. I'm gonna take. I don't know actually, because I feel like I'm between two right now.
Who are you between?
I'm between Ben Watson
Okay.
and Martellus Bennett.
Okay. So I had Ben Wallace on my list. I did not have Martellus Bennett on my list, if that helps you at all.
I know. I just thought of Martellus Bennett.
I didn't
I
hate him, but Martellus
like he. I
Bennett.
know he moved around a lot, but like he was
He
a
was
very.
good.
I'm gonna take Martellus Bennett because he was a
Okay.
very. He's more of like a journeyman, like for the draft at least. And he bounced around a lot, and he was. I think he was good in a lot of different places too.
Yeah, I
Like
mean,
after he went to New England, he like fell off
he's
kind of
pretty good
pretty
with the
hard.
Bears. Yeah.
Yeah, he was good with the Bears. He went to a bunch of other teams too. I had. Started with the Cowboys, went to the Giants for a year, Bears for two, Patriots, Packers, back to the Pats.
Yeah. What's with, I feel like a lot of these guys that we've listed have gone back to a team that they already played for.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like LeGarrette Blount went back to the Patriots. DeShaun Jackson went back to the Eagles. Even Brian, well, we didn't draft Brian Hoyer, but we drafted Brian Hoyer went back to the Patriots multiple times. Nick Foles went back to the Eagles. Like I think there's something to be said about a lot of journeymen just returning home too, I guess.
I think they go to a lot of places and then they like when they actually are in a spot they like and they end up having to go somewhere else, they're just like, I do want to end up back there. Like, but they're so used to be just like having to go from place to place. They're like, once I can finally get into a spot where I can come back here, I'm going to. So yeah, that's my pick.
Taking Martellus Bennett.
Yeah.
So I'm between Ben Watson and Jared Cook.
Yeah, that's who I also have on my list. I had both those names.
I considered Jimmy Graham, but I feel like he was just so meh after New
He
Orleans,
was
whereas
so mad.
he was a monster in New Orleans, and then he gets traded to Seattle, and he's just so blah of a tight
Yeah,
end.
his, yeah, that was, he had a rough fall off.
Yeah, another guy who returned back to New Orleans.
He was so good with New Orleans. Like, him and Gronk were neck and neck for best tight end in the league. And then after he got traded, he just fell off a cliff completely.
I think it's because they banned dunking over the goalposts.
Probably.
I think once they took away his thunder of being able to do that and ripped the goalpost down, he lost all of his power.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I
But I
mean,
have a pick to
he played
make.
basketball originally at Miami,
Yeah.
so
Yeah. Did you know that Antonio Gates played basketball in college?
I didn't, or I feel like I did know that, but
Oh,
no,
you
I
didn't? It's the meme, the Chris Collinsworth meme, where he just, every time Antonio Gates was on the field, he's like, he played basketball in college.
couldn't. I haven't saw that meme. I'll have to look it up. My bad.
No worries. It's a very old meme because Antonio Gates doesn't play anymore. But yeah, so I'll go with Jared Cook. I feel like he's just everywhere he's been. He's been a solid tight end one. Like I don't think anyone's ever complained about Jared Cook being on their team ever. Like he's never been elite, but he's been fine his whole career. So yeah, I'm both back.
Serviceable tight end, especially with that position too. It's like they don't have to be, like you can have a tight end that's just like puts up
Good enough, yeah.
simple stats, yeah, and it's just fine.
I feel like tight end's another one of those positions where usually if you got a good one, you don't really let him go
Right,
either.
exactly, yeah.
So yeah, we said we were gonna skip offensive line. Just a couple of guys that I wanted to mention at offensive line. Morgan Moses is a guy who has been really good his whole career. For some reason, Marshall Newhouse shows up on a lot of lists of journeymen. Like, not offensive lineman lists, just general journeyman lists, which I don't really get. Like, sure, he's been a starter in a lot of stops, but I don't know anyone who's ever mentioned Marshall Newhouse's name in general, besides the one play he had when he was with the Raiders, where there was a fumble and he picked it up and tried to run it for a first down and got like completely like flipped over by the defender. Like,
Joke.
this. The only Marshall Newhouse thing I know. And then just because I need to mention a Pittsburgh Steeler, Chris Hubbard, another guy. He's been a backup his whole career, but I don't know. Every time you start, I'm like, man, this guy should start. So yeah,
All
but
right. All right.
obviously, we're not drafting offensive linemen. We'll just pretend that those are my offensive linemen for my
Yeah. Yeah, no, I got a really short list of offensive linemen too. You got them all though, so I don't have
Oh,
anything
I
like
did hit
that.
them all. Oh, sorry.
No,
We'll hear. We'll
I
have
don't
the
have
same offensive line.
I don't have any on my list, so
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie. That's why I was when we were talking before the pod, I was like, yeah, dude, I don't think we should do offensive line.
Well, it's just a position where if you have a really good offensive tackle, you're
Yeah.
not letting it go, right?
No, yeah, you're locking them down for
Max, they play for
until
two
they're
teams. I think Jason Peters is the only one that can qualify really, who was once an elite offensive tackle, but that's also because he's now in his 40s and he still wants to play. So, of
exactly.
course, the Eagles weren't going to keep him into his late mid 40s.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we can go to defense. Honestly, for defense, I don't really have I don't know how many defensive players you want to go after. I got a couple in the chamber that I can fire off.
I want to do a couple.
You want to do three or four? Two or three?
Let me just count. I'm going to count how many defensive names I have down.
Okay.
I have 10 def. Oh, technically 11 defensive names.
Okay, so I'll let you pick how many we draft then, since you've
Okay.
got.
Let's just do like we'll just do like. Are you already? Wait, does one of my wide receivers have to be my returner, or can I make my corner my returner?
You can make your corner a returner.
Okay, so I'm gonna let's do four then.
Do four? Okay,
Yeah,
I can write
you have
that.
enough names for that?
Yeah, I got enough names. I got enough in the chamber. All right. So I get to go first.
Yeah.
This one. So, ooh, who do I want to go after first? See, Darrelle Revis played for, did he play? Well, he returned to the Jets. So I guess that wouldn't, I guess I would still make it four teams. But he just was so not that good after like 1 year. Well, yeah, he was just so not that good after New England.
Yeah, no, he
So,
was not a good actor in New England at all.
but man, I think I'm gonna go after Darrelle Revis anyways. You know,
Okay.
I he didn't he wasn't with New York for an extensive amount of time. Then he was in Tampa Bay, then he was in New England, then he went back to New York, then he went to the Chiefs where he was booty cheeks with the Chiefs. Like straight traffic cone.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think getting Darrelle Revis, I like that pick. I think that I have a very good corner on my team. So yeah.
Let me double check this guy really fast so I'm not getting ahead of myself.
Did you have Darrelle Revis on your list?
I didn't. It's a nice pool.
I could have saved that for later then. Man.
This guy I think is like easily the best pick available. Like, and it's not even close. I think corners for me is wide receivers for you.
Oh, okay.
So this guy's gonna be my corner and he's gonna be my returner. Give me prime time. Give me Dion. Come on. He's the TO. He's the TO of corner
Listen,
in this
listen.
exact same scenario.
In my brain, Deion Sanders was in my brain. All right. I forgot to write him down.
Oh, no. Oh, that's tough. I saw D. I was like doing, like looking at lists and everything. I saw Dion. I was like, that's like the best pick on the board, I think.
Yeah, you, Dion might. I know I said earlier, Terrell Owens might be the best journeyman NFL player ever. I think the answer is actually Dion. I
I think
think.
it's 1-2. I think you could probably flip-flop it however you want, but yeah, it probably is Dion at
Yeah, just
1.
when you throw in accolades and everything else, it's probably
Yeah.
Dion. Actually,
And he was like phenomenal everywhere he went. He was so good. I mean, even like at the latter end of his career with Baltimore, he wasn't great, but I think he was serviceable enough to be a starting corner on the field.
yeah.
So
Have me feeling kind of foolish, not gonna lie.
okay.
Now I know how you
Okay.
felt when I grabbed Anquan Boldin off the
Yeah,
board.
exactly. When you're listening to all these people that didn't even consider, I'm just like, damn, I feel so dumb right now. No,
Okay. I still feel okay about Darrelle Revis.
Revis is a
Obviously,
fine.
I would feel better with Deion Sanders, but I feel okay with Darrelle Revis. All right. Well, you get to go again since we're snaking this.
All
So
right, well, if I get to go again,
grab another guy that's gonna make me feel foolish, please.
Then give me DRC, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie.
You stole him right out from under me. He was gonna be my
Yeah.
next pick.
I mean, come on. I think also journeyman, this dude's played for so many different teams. And I'd say every team he played for, he was
Yeah.
pretty good corner every time he touched the
Man.
field for a team.
He, I'm not like he was Darrelle Revis and Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie were 1-2 on my list. I'm not gonna lie. That might be a bad sign of the depth of my list, but at the same time, yeah, I was really hoping that I'd be able to get him with my second pick. So I feel bad now because now I'm going into like the weeds a little bit more. Oh gosh, who do I want?
There's a couple. I feel like there's a. I have a couple.
I know there's a couple. I was really hoping to have two good corners. This is great podcasting, by the way, having dead air. I love it.
I mean, who you have? Who are you in between right now?
Give me Jason Babin. He's a guy who's been around a lot.
Dude, I'm gonna be honest, I don't even know who that
You don't
is.
know Jason Babin? He's like an edge rusher.
No.
He's been, let me find.
Oh, okay. I didn't
Yeah,
know.
he's
Okay.
been in Houston, Seattle, Kansas City, Philadelphia, Tennessee, Jacksonville, New York, the
Jeez.
Jets, the Cardinals, Baltimore. But this man has a career 64 and a half sacks. So, like, he's been a very productive player everywhere he's gone.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going with Jason Babin. Yeah, I don't think there's too much more to say for For all the youngsters out there, including Tyler, and then all the other people who just don't know, Jason Babin, very good football player, just bounced around everywhere. He went to Paw High School in Michigan.
Oh wow.
Yeah, let's figure out what Paw High School is, because I just found that on his
Yeah,
Wikipedia.
where is
Oh, it's in
that?
Kalamazoo. Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Paw High School.
You went edge. Oh wait, no, it's snake, so you go again, right?
I do go again, and now I feel bad.
Yeah.
Gosh, who do I want to go with next? Do I just go two edge rushers?
Oh, all right. Yeah, you kind of who want.
Oh.
You might take the guy that I was gonna take next.
Let me double check to make sure that this guy fits. Fill this air, Tyler. Fill this air. Fill this air.
Yeah, so really excited for, I don't know. Please like, comment, and subscribe. We really like to do this. So
That's our filling the air, is begging people to come and
every time we need
subscribe.
to fill, I'm just gonna, every time we need to fill, we just gotta say, please like, comment, and subscribe.
I think he fits. I think he fits. Julius
Ooh.
Peppers.
Oh, dude, no way. That's like,
Does he
dude.
count? I mean,
He
I know he was
finished.
in Carolina for a long time, but like
Did you find his teams?
he went, okay, so he was in Carolina for the
I
first
mean,
9 years of his career.
played
Then he
for
was in Chicago
Carolina, Chicago,
for,
and Green Bay,
then he
Thomas.
went back, then he went to Green Bay, then he went back to Carolina.
Oh, you're like to finesse these rules a lot, don't you?
So this is, I'm getting late stage of his career, Julius Peppers.
He was still decent late stage,
He's still
though.
good. So I can't get prime. I'm not getting prime Julius Peppers
Fine, I'll let it slide again, I guess, man. Your
early
team's gonna be way better because I'm
2000s.
letting all these slide.
Let me have, well, you let me have DeSean Jackson.
Yeah, I thought that was gonna be a one-time thing. No, it's fine. You can have Julius Peppers.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Hall of Fame edge rusher. Let me have him on my team,
Yes.
please. I'm begging you. Probably should
Yeah.
have gone for Jason Babin if we're being honest, but here we are.
Yeah, wow. Interesting way to draft, but sure. All right. Well, I'm gonna go edge rusher then too. I think he's an edge rusher. I'm almost like 100% positive. I'm gonna take Dwight Freeney.
Okay, yeah, that's an edge, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So bounced around a lot at the end of his career. He was obviously really good with the Colts for a long time, and then even but I feel like even when he was bouncing around, he was a serviceable defensive end. I mean, his last year with the Lions, I mean, wasn't I don't know. The Lions had such a weird time where they were just like
Every
signing these like
former like all pro level
has-beens, all
player.
these has-beens, all these guys that were really good previously, and I'd be like, oh my God, like what if they turn into their prime again? And then I get my hopes up and it just never happens. But he was decent. He wasn't horrible. So, and I'll take Dwight Freeney.
I'll allow it. I'll allow it. Maybe. You get two in a
Thanks.
row, though. Is this pick four for you?
Yeah, this is pick four.
Okay.
I'm in between a lot of names. I don't know if I want to go corner again. Or if I want to go like D tackle. I want to take this guy just because I love him. Yeah, I'm gonna take him. I'm gonna take Ndamukong Suh.
Okay. Good pick. Good pick.
Yep,
Yeah.
that's my guy.
Yeah.
My favorite Ndamukong Suh play is when he stomps on Aaron Rodgers' body.
Yeah. Maybe if Aaron Rodgers was vaccinated, he wouldn't have been hurt by that. What? Did I say that? I
Hey,
mean,
keep the
maybe if
politics
Aaron
out of it.
Rodgers, maybe if Aaron Rodgers had stronger legs, he wouldn't have been hurt by Ndamukong Suh's foot.
I hate Aaron Rodgers. I hated Aaron Rodgers. I don't anymore.
I feel like I hate him more now. He's such a weirdo.
I mean, he's weird. He likes to just be weird. But yeah, I mean that like
Jets
I
aren't,
said,
to be honest.
favorite Ndamukong Suh play is him stomping on Aaron Rodgers. But I mean, even like he went to Tampa Bay, he was solid. Actually, he was pretty good at Tampa Bay, I would say. He played for the Dolphins, he was
The
decent.
Dolphins, was with
The
the
Rams and the
Rams, yeah.
Eagles were, you know, whatever, but yeah.
Let me see. I want to make sure this man fits the criteria first before I do anything. I looked up his son. I am stupid. I looked up his son again. They have the same name. There we go. Okay. I don't think he's gonna cut it. No, he's not gonna cut it. I was gonna look at Asante Samuel. He does not fit.
Oh, yeah, dog. Dude, you don't
I
have
was
any
really
other
looking to
quarters
go
you
with
can
some
beat.
interior rush with Ndamukong Suh, and you took him from me.
Yeah.
So now I feel kind of.
You're just trying to stack your D line, man. You're not going to go corner again.
Ed Reed doesn't fit either because he went he only played for three teams too. Crap.
Dude, I think on any team besides the Ravens. I
Let me see.
think.
Listen,
Cue the Jeopardy music.
listen. I feel like all the really good guys are off the board already.
No, you're missing a lot of names, I feel like.
I am.
I think these guys are good. Like, I have like three or four guys that are like good.
You're
At
making
least.
me feel foolish then.
I'm talking corners, at least.
Corners. Oh, I don't want another.
I
I
also
already have
have.
a good corner. I only need one corner. I only need
You
one.
only need one corner.
I only need one corner. Give me.
A linebacker on my list. I got a safety on my list.
Yes.
I think this guy's also another defensive end, but you could probably throw him a D. I think, or you might be D tackle.
Feeling all kinds of foolish right now. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I mean, it's not really common knowledge. Like, I found all this
I
earlier
don't
today.
want. I don't want to go grab Yannick Ngakoue at all. I'm not going to grab Yannick Ngakoue.
Not a horrible pick.
Yeah, but like he's like the other guy that's at the top of my board right now, and that feels pretty sad to think about.
When you give your final pick, I'll give some honorable mentions. It's like the guys I'm talking about. So.
I just need to think of some guy that went back to the Patriots.
Wow.
Let's throw some names out there.
You seem so stumped, Thomas.
Not Brandon Browner. Brandon Browner is not the answer. How about Richard Sherman's not going to count. Does Bobby Wagner, are you, can I have Bobby Wagner? Does he count? Certainly not. Certainly he does not.
Yeah, he's only played for what, two teams?
He's played, well, he's going to have been on two stints with the Seahawks, played with the Rams, and now he's on the Reskins. But I guess that doesn't
Washington
do anything.
Commanders?
Yeah, he went to the Commanders. I don't know why.
I mean, if we're going technical
I
sense,
guess he's reuniting with Dan Quinn. He was the defensive coordinator in Seattle for a while. So I
yeah,
guess
I
it kind of
mean,
makes sense, but also.
technically that works because of how we've been doing it for you, at least.
But that means I'm just getting end of his career, Bobby Wagner. I don't want
Yeah, well, good point, yeah.
that. Because at least end of his career, Julius Peppers was still good. Like Bobby Wagner's not bad. Well, he's not bad, but he's not particularly great.
Right. Interesting.
I'm kidding. Don't throw me a bone. You know what? Give me gosh, does this guy care? This is terrible podcasting.
So bad. Everyone's gonna unsubscribe because of this. And if you're thinking about unsubscribing, don't. And if you're thinking about subscribing, you should.
Yeah, you should. You get great commentary
How
like this.
about in the comments, let us know who Thomas should have taken here or
Oh, I
biggest
have my
mistakes.
answer. I have my answer. Give me DeMario Davis.
Mario Davis, nice pick. In the
Thank you.
comments, give us the biggest misses that we missed on this one.
Yeah, if you got leftover players,
Yeah.
leftover names, make your own team.
Yeah.
There
Yeah.
we go. I'm taking DeMario Davis.
Okay. Good pick.
Feel good about
It took you quite a time,
it. Took
but
me half the podcast to find one player.
Mario Davis. Nice. Any comments on DeMario Davis?
I mean, what is there to say, really? He's just been a rock at linebacker for
Yeah.
years. I don't think he's ever been like top of the top as a linebacker, but he's always been. I think he's maintained a spot as a top 5 to 10 linebacker throughout his entire career for the most part. So
Yeah.
I have no complaints about him at all. All
Right.
right, who did I miss? Tell me who I missed. What
All
ridiculous
right.
did I pass up?
Honorable mentions. Aqib Talib, Patrick Peterson, Marcus Peters, Ronald Darby, and then I got Calais Campbell. I got John Bostic and this, I don't know who this guy is, but Tashawn Gibson.
You know, I think that, okay. Yeah, Aqib Talib fits. I don't think I ever really thought of Calais Campbell as a dream, and I always thought of him as a Cardinal, even though I guess he has moved around a lot more than I really think about.
After his 10, I mean, he's bounced around a lot.
Yeah. So I guess he does count, yeah. I still feel good about DeMario Davis. I
No,
still
that's a
feel
good
good
pick.
about I feel pretty good about my team. I think your defense is pretty good.
I mean, your offense is stacked, my defense is stacked. It's would be a good it'd be
Gonna be
good
a battle
if
of
Shane is
attrition.
right.
But yeah, I think again, as we said earlier, make sure that you in the comments share your team that you're drafting of all your dream and players. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe. Tyler, I don't know if you've got anything else prepared for this episode, but that was my brilliant plan for the slow point of the NFL season of the NFL year.
I don't have anything per se. I was gonna try and think of a fun game because I said I would for you, but I couldn't. I was gonna do like flip it and like have you try and name like players that have played the most snaps for one team, but I didn't do the research in time, so.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine. It's okay.
All right.
I will give you one parting thing. Who? Oh gosh, I'm looking at the Pro Football Reference every football player.
Let
Yeah.
us know who won the draft in the comments
Oh
too. Tell
yeah,
us
whose
who
team is
has the
better?
best
You want
team.
to know whose team is
Who
better?
wins? Who wins? If I simulate this on Madden, who wins?
Me.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Ryan Fitzpatrick might get picked off
Yeah.
by your two corners that you got in there.
Dion and DRC are gonna go crazy, man.
The weak point of our teams might still be quarterback.
I mean, yeah, obviously.
As many
I
journeyman
gotta pick Nick
quarterbacks
Foles
as
as
there
my
are in the
quarterback, dude. I should
world.
have picked Vinny Testaverde.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's Knowing Ball Podcast episode 4 in the books. We appreciate you all for watching. If you made it this far, and we'll see you in the next one.
You are a certified GOAT if you made it this far, and we appreciate you more than you know.
Bye, everybody.
Peace.